don't get anything to talk about.
So we'll talk about weddings. So we talk about wedding, what was the most exciting thing about it, other than, of course, being married to somebody? There are lots of preparations for clothes always and food. Do you remember anything about clothing?
I didn't have a veil because they were expensive. And it wasn't a big thing because my mother had been sick. Just a small church wedding.
Now, where was this?
Old Tama.
What church was it?
Our Savior. And we just had a small family dinner. And it was a beautiful day. That lady was going to go to Minneapolis. And we had a snowstorm. And I can remember.
What day was this?
It was in February.
Oh, sure.
7th of February, and the train was late. There was a little walk in the Rock Island. We thought we had to make it. By the time we got to Medford, we had trains, and we got there, and the attendants were there ahead of us, and they plowed through the snow, their white dresses.
Oh, so you took the train?
That's a long time ago. That was 62 years ago.
Yeah. So you took the train to Owatonna.
From Owatonna, Minneapolis.
From Owatonna to Minneapolis.
Then we got Minneapolis. They had a convention there. So there wasn't any hotel reservations.
Oh my gosh, what did you do?
Well, we finally went around, and I can't remember now. I know it was a Seymour Hotel that we got. It was kind of off.
Seymour.
Anyway, we got up. So we stayed there. And then the next day, go sightseeing. That's about all. But we had to be back because my husband had to go back to work. So that was kind of an exciting.
Oh, sure. So you took the train back.
Took the train back. We got home about 1 o'clock in the morning.
On Sunday night?
This was on a Wednesday, then we got back on Thursday.
Oh,
well, through the snow.
Come in.
Is this little lady supposed to be here?
I don't think so, but she's welcome to join us.
No, I don't want to come in.
Well, sure,
I'm
come
not
on.
Supposed to be here.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, I thought she was in the group this time, but I didn't remember either. So.
That's all right. Okay. Put her right down here on the end next to Frida.
Mary next to Frida. Yeah. Come on.
She's always got a lot to say. So.
I'm not this morning. I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, you sure you're supposed to be here? We haven't seen you for a long time, Mary. We're glad to see you.
Why? Was I here before?
Long time ago. Long time ago. Mm-hmm. We're talking about weddings today.
Nice.
Agnes took the train to Minneapolis in the snow, and was it common for people to be married just any day of the week then?
Yeah. When we came back in the morning, my husband had been back to work again. It was kind of a short trip. But it was exciting.
Oh, sure.
That was a long time ago. And that's about it. Life was kind of quiet.
What did you wear?
I wore a white dress. White shoes. I suppose you'd call them oxfords. Those days they wore the high-top shoes.
Sure.
Of course, we had to change clothes after the wedding and after dinner. And we had taken our clothes. Neighbor, a very good friend of ours, had our clothes because we knew they were going to play tricks on us. So they didn't find our clothes. But we got dressed. I got my high top shoes.
Oh,
my inner coat. And showered us with rice. Boy, we had rice in my hat and the fur of my coat. I said, they knew what had happened when we got to the hotel. It was all very exciting. Many days ago,
right?
Much of water gone over the dam in that river. Well, I guess that's about it.
Anybody else want to talk about weddings?
This is your son's wedding. That was a big affair. Big church weddings.
Mm-hmm. Small weddings are nice, too.
I had a handkerchief that was almost 100 years old.
Oh, my.
Both my daughter-in-law used it.
Oh.
Two granddaughters used it.
Whose handkerchief was it?
And my mother used to take care of older people. Some old lady that she had gave it to her.
Was it lace or tatted?
It was a beautiful one. White lace in the corners, linen.
Linen with lace in the corners? Oh,
beautiful.
Nice.
I still have it, and it's still in good shape.
Good.
So now they'll have to wait for you till my great-granddaughter.
That's a nice family tradition, isn't it?
I can remember. He always took when he went to really dressed up in. Have to have a handkerchief, mm-hmm. Fully dressed.
Without a handkerchief?
Mm-hmm. And so, no, they were iron, lace, and hem stitching.
My great-grandmother used to do tatting and make wedding dresses back whenever, in Iowa. Did you do tatting, Carrie?
Oh, yeah, quite a lot. It's hard to get started, and hard to learn.
So hard to see it, wasn't it?
Hard to learn. And I would be left-handed, so it made it hard.
Oh.
And I had my shuttle there. And all of the, a lot of the young people was and I wanted to do it the way the rest. So this one was living over with this lady, and she was left-handed. Well, these girls tried to teach me, and I looked right at them, you see, and tried and do it. I couldn't make it, and it nodded, and it nodded. So this lady that was the left-handed lady, I went over to her and tried to. But I didn't do it this way. I never could understand. I didn't do it this way, but evidently the thoughts of this hand must have been with this. And after that, I never had it knotted in her.
Oh, you didn't have any trouble at all.
And one lady, she wanted a pair of pillowcases that would tat it on. And I did that for her, but that finished it. After that, I said, that's all the tatting I'm going to do. It was too much.
Do you remember anything about, well, I'm sure you remember about your wedding.
My wedding? Well, that's a long time ago. I've been trying to think.
Rita, do you?
I was married September 8, 1920, in the fall. And my husband and the farmers and his folks were filling silos. But we had decided to get married, so we went. Our minister wasn't here. It was just between when he was gone, happily gone. So down to New Richmond, they had this Reverend Campbell, he's a congregational minister. Went down there and got married. And we went to the parsonage because I said there was another couple that was getting married the same time, at a date in the church. And I've been trying to figure. They told us we could come over there and get married at the church. And it seemed to me, I said, no, we didn't want to get married from somebody else's. And then again, it seems it's just kind of left, whether we did or not.
Well, you might come back to you.
Yeah. And so then we came back to, and went to a home back. This was in the Richmond. And we didn't have any, my mother and dad didn't have much, so we thought we wouldn't have anything. So we just came back and went to Minneapolis to the fair.
Oh, sure, it'd be fair time.
And had the fair, state fair at Minneapolis. And I had an uncle and aunt and grandma lived there, so we stayed there for a while.
Was it in St. Paul?
No, in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis was the fair?
They lived in Minneapolis. And the fair was up the cities, you know, state fair. And a couple of days. And then they had a big wheel. I think it's still there. It was last I knew.
Ferris wheel?
No, it makes the water run as you come into the fairground. And a boat there. And it makes it go around. And so we took the boat, took that, went in, and went all around. We called it our honeymoon boat ride.
Oh, that's nice.
And last I knew it was still, I haven't been there lately, but last I knew it was that big wheel. As you go into the fairground, I presume it isn't there now. Because that was 1920.
Yep, I don't know if it's there. I haven't been there for years.
I don't know if it's there or not.
What did you wear, Carrie, to your wedding?
Huh?
What did you wear to your wedding?
I wore a kind of a pinkish colored blouse and sleeves and a skirt, a blue skirt. And high black shoes, laced shoes. And I think it was a jacket like to go with the suit.
Good.
And I remembered it well, but that's a long time ago.
That's nice though, nice memories, but.
What style of dress was it? Long sleeves or short sleeves? Laces or? Laces or chattis.
Then you see the husband, he'd been married, so they had a little boy, and I wanted to go see him. So we went out to a house out where the folks lived on the farm. And he stayed with us when he was little, up till he went. Then he was killed in an old arm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in the Battle of the Bulge. But he was like mine. And when he wanted to tease me, he'd say, all that I have and hope to be, I owe to my angel mother.
Oh.
And then he'd come back to me and then he'd say, well, you know I never had another mother but you. And then he loved, said how much he loved me.
Isn't that nice?
You know.
Are you?
I thought a lot of him, as much as my own, I guess. It's kind of hard to bring them up because people, if you have your own, and I had my own, and you see what hurt him, they'd always find a little fault about maybe it wasn't being right.
Oh, that's too bad.
They always do that.
But you knew better, didn't you?
But I got through with it. But he was good, a good boy, and lose his life.
That was sad. Who else wants to talk about weddings?
Hey.
Are you shy? Rita.
I was married on March 10th. And it was just a small wedding. And I wore a brown velvet dress. It was trimmed with orange ribbons. And we did have a reception. We were married in the Methodist parsonage. And we just had another couple with us.
Where was the Methodist parsonage then? Across the street? Here in Waseca?
Yes, in Waseca, yes. And the parsonage is where the schoolhouse, the middle school, where they built that place, that extra down there, you know, at one story. The Methodist church and the parsonage stood there.
Oh, okay. So you were married there. Mm-hmm. Did you wear your dress afterwards?
Oh, yes. Then when I got my first little girl, I got tired of my wedding dress, and I had somebody make her a coat and a bonnet out of it.
Oh, so it still got used.
Yeah.
That was a good idea. Mm-hmm. In those days, did people just get married during the week a lot, or was it mostly on
Mine was on a Saturday.
Saturday or Friday, and mm-hmm. the family came? And
I had one when I was still at Maple Terrace, I had it. I could take it up and look at it once in a while. I tried it on, but the sleeves, the sheet on my arms was about as big as that. I couldn't get it on. Little tiny button. It had a W right in the front.
Oh.
The letter W was B. I said, oh my, that's going to be nice. I got my initial on. I don't know where I picked it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the blouse that she wore.
It's still out somewhere. I think the girl probably got it there.
Did they have great big weddings like they do now back then? Did they?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, they had big weddings.
Oh, my goodness, I say they did. Some awful big weddings.
They would prepare so much food ahead. You know, we baked cookies, and I remember we had a great big jar, tall jar, full of them. The neighbors helped too. And it was plenty for everybody to eat. And it lasted a while.
So they had the parties at home then after the wedding. Mm-hmm. What other kind of memories do you have?
I got a good one.
Oh, come on, Gladys. You never
married about the same time she was. Of course, Jack was working then for Landcamera. He was a funeral director. I had I was destined to just do great. It was great to see. She said all the lace and everything. I had a veil. And then they had those big bonnets like this, and I had a big pearl butterfly in the front. And my flowers, my bouquet was the fall flowers. And I had three bridesmaids. And they
Wildflowers?
No, they were the fall flowers.
Fall flowers, okay.
And three bridesmaids. They were dressed in heliotrope, the pink.
What color is heliotrope?
It's a... Well, it was a shade of purple, or not exactly a purple, it's a bluish purple, it's what it is. And the other two, they were all dressed in organdy. And then we had to pick their hats to match their dresses. And they carried the fall flower bouquets too. And we were married at St. Pierre and Paul's. And when we came out, the boys at Landcamera's had gone to the museum, and they had gotten an old stagecoach. And one of the boys sat up there in that in a long black swallow-tailed coat, pipe-filled hats, and the buggy whip. It was horses with a big white bow on it.
Oh.
And we got in the buggy or that old stagecoach, and they paraded us all through Mankato.
Oh, what fun!
And then, of course, we had our breakfast at the Burton Hotel. And after that, we went to my home and had the wedding cake and coffee. And then, we took the train, too, because
Jack didn't have a car. And our destination was Chicago. And when we got down there, we were just boarding the train, and here came the whole Langkammer gang. They were going to kidnap me and take me off. Let Jack ride the train to St. Peter alone and take me down as far as St. Peter, but the train pulled out before they got me.
Oh, gosh.
So we went down on our way to Chicago.
For him.
So we had quite a memorable one.
Yeah. That was fun. They had a big reception then too?
Oh yes.
What kind of food did they have?
Well, the hotel prepared it for us.
Was it a dinner then or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mother and Dad took care of all of that. I didn't worry about it, so we just ate it.
How many people came, do you think?
Well, I think I have 50.
Oh, isn't that nice?
We had a lot of fun. I faint easily. And so in my bouquet, and of course the little priest that married us, he knew I was going to do it. But right in the heart of my bouquet, my mother put a rag saturated with vinegar.
Oh.
So if I got faint, I could smell it.
You know, every
once in a while, my nose would go down in my bouquet.
But it just starts sneezing.
And then he said, how do you feel, Daddy? And I said, okay. As long as I got my head cleared up, I was okay.
Oh, my gosh. So this was in
Mankato.
The fall. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to worry about snowstorms.
No, but we started out in a rainstorm, though, and I thought, oh dear, here we go. But by noon, the sun came out, it was real nice, and it was a pretty day. But we had rain.
What year was you married in? What year was you married?
20, just like in September, the 20th of September, no, 22. We were married 22.
I was married in 23.
We were married in 22. September the 20th, 1922.
Mm-hmm. All of you were about the same, different years.
I'm a bride. Beautiful.
Well, of course you were beautiful. All brides are beautiful.
I know we had to pray. We had a picture taken of William Steele.
Was William Steele from Waseca?
Well, he was in the regiment, but he's been one.
He was a professional photographer, Carrie?
Remember him, Steele.
Was he a professional photographer? Okay.
He was.
Did you have to stand with your hand like this on your husband's shoulder in the picture?
In the picture? No. No, it was, I don't know, just... I had him
across my hair, kind of
spray on me.
Uh-huh.
They used to say to throw it somewhere. I didn't have anybody to throw mine to, so I just...
So you kept it.
I don't know what happened to it. Just pretty, though, kind of. You know, in days. Hardship, good times.
How about you, Frida? Don't want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. How about you, Alice?
Well, I was teaching school. It was out in the country, country school. Charlie was, he had 80 acres there.
Where was this?
In North Dakota, southwestern part of North Dakota. A little place out of Dodge, North Dakota. I was teaching school there. And Oh, he was janitor, and he did things around the school for me. He was one of the directors on the school board and things like that. That's all. And he had a ranch there, about 8 acres. And that's how it all started. He'd come to school. We had I had one of those box socials. Do you remember them? They had all come with their boxes of food, and then they would buy them, you know. It made money for the school. I had a box, and my Charlie bought mine. And my folks all lived in Valley City, North Dakota. I was far west from there where I was teaching. It was through a neighbor girl I got out there. She said it was hard to get teachers out in there. And Helen was after me to come there. At first I was with them for a while, and then they got a kind of one-room affair that I could live in by myself, walk back and forth to school. And I had quite a group of kids, too. I had several grades. I don't remember just now what they were. And I stopped school there. And that's how it all started between him and I. We would build the fires in the schoolhouse. And I had a box social, and he bought it.
That was the start of that, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you wear to your wedding?
I guess whatever I had. It was nothing.
Did you get married in the parsonage or the church? Or?
No, we didn't. We were west of Mandan, North Dakota, I believe it was. And we went to the courthouse.
Okay.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the closest we could get.
So you went to the courthouse and Justice of the Peace, probably,
yeah.
Or somebody did the Justice of the Peace in the
area? Yeah, something like that. And that's the way that all happened. He had 80 acres there. He was just ranching out by himself. In fact, he just got back from service overseas. He had been overseas. He had a year on this side and a year overseas. And that's how that all happened.
Hmm. Well, I wore the traditional single garter, too.
Did you?
Blue satin. I had my long white gloves, too, that I could everywhere.
Oh, I bet you were a pretty bride.
I thought I was all dressed up that way.
Yeah.
Some place to go.
Just up to the church and back. It got that far.
Finally, I got tired of it, and I got me an old one of these great big bread mixers that I could get right in
with your hand. Okay. What was the bread mixer like? Was it wood?
It was pretty good bread. Yeah. But anyway, we couldn't get the farmers. We all went out there together.
Did you move across the railroad tracks then?
To we lived in the fields. We couldn't get the farm. My mother and dad, they thought they'd better go with us because they were going to live with us.
They were going to live with you right away after you were married. Oh, my goodness.
We had five. But most people, I said, got married, there were only two. But there were five of us. So I don't know what you call it. But we couldn't call it really newlyweds because there were just five of us.
Where did you move?
So from? I think I made history there.
What was your husband's name?
What?
What's your husband's name?
William. Mm-hmm. William Henry Wood.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Where was the farm where you lived?
What?
Do you remember the farm where Carrie lived?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you.
Well, the farm is right out here by the cemetery. The wood farm.
Yeah.
And all the boys.
But where did you move after that?
That one, Frank's son is on the farm.
So you moved across the tracks?
Afterwards.
Yeah.
On the cool yard, what they call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now that farmhouse is the Donahue outfit. And
that's
that
where
man
we
bought that house.
That's where we live. That's where I live.
We live in that house?
No, I live way in the back. It used to be a dump.
Proper.
Oh, you live in the dump now, huh?
I live where you probably put all your trash.
When I was out there, we had a crib over in somewhere near there, and a big farm, and then off in there was a lot of woods.
We are in the woods.
Are you in the
woods? We are in the woods.
Oh,
that's
up
where we
in
are.
There?
Yeah, that's where, in the dumps.
That's
nice.
Where her farm was. Oh, it's nice. It's real pretty.
And that was just woods, kind of, then. And, it was a hilly, hilly, hard work. But we lived there.
So there were five of you there?
1921 to 29, we lived there.
You and your husband, and who else?
A what?
You and your husband and his little boy.
Yeah. And my mother and father.
And your mother and father lived there.
We all lived.
Where did you move then?
Well, I was there from 21 to 29. And 29, we moved from the farm to, that place half the way afterwards, where Palmer's lived up there by the cemetery.
Oh, you mean with
took the top
tornadoes?
We weren't living in it then, but that actually. But we moved in 41 from that into that place by the schoolhouse. I lived there 35 years. It's on the corner across from, where the shoe man, Naxadol, lives. On the corner in that yellow house. I lived there 35 years. Then we moved to Maple, Germany. So I've been running here trying to live.
For heaven's sake.
A lot of moving.
Any other thoughts about weddings or your neighbors? Did anybody of you ever go to a shivery?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I had one. When you said a shivery, it made me think of the bunch that I've run around with, the boys and girls. They gave us a shivery. But the little girl next door, she asked her mother if she could come over to the shimmery.
The shimmery.
How did that work?
How did just feed on all the pots and pans they could get their hands in. Made a lot of noise.
Well, you're supposed to give them
the groom is supposed to give them something for a contribution. Mm-hmm. But
well, Mom invited them in and gave them a little lunch, and she had hot chocolate and sandwiches and cake and so forth. She knew they were coming, of course. So she had Jack's mother and dad over too, so we didn't know, of course, they were coming. All of a sudden, here was this clamoring outside. I knew what it was the minute I heard it.
Oh, when my son got married, he married a girl from town, and came and they lived with us on the farm. Of course, the neighbors all got together. She never knew what a shivaree was. Very soon, the neighbors all came over, and they were hitting tin cans and all that, and even had cowbells. And one of the neighbors brought a shotgun and kept shooting up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
She was scared stiff. She said, "Wonder what are they doing?" And Clayton says, "They're shivareeing us." And he says, "What's that?" She was scared. She never knew it. In town, you couldn't do that.
Now this would be after the wedding. When did they do
after
this?
We came back to
after your wedding.
A week afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Then they wanted you to give them something to eat.
The next day we had them all come in and a night, and then we had a party.
I say, now they take the husband. You know, when Gary got married here a few years ago, Gary, my grandson, it was married down. Will and I went to the wedding, and they was after that. You see, they took that my grandson, and they separated them somehow, and just you know, chivalry, but it scared the daylights out of us because we didn't know what happened to our baby. And they took him, you know, and a whole bunch got together, and they took him and separated him and his wife. And she was pretty near frantic, and we was all frantic. Instead of going through with that, it took him up here to, and left him somewhere, you know, in Brown Vale, and they lived married. And we went to, they had a nice church wedding down here in Geneva, down by, and it was a church. And we went, and then the night she just came.
Well, how long was he gone?
Well, quite a little while. I don't know how long, but enough to excite the whole rest of us. And of course, I couldn't hear anything. I suppose if I could heard, I'd know more what's going on. But they had us, you know, in the car. And my Jade and Chuck and I, and wondering where that Gary, our grandson, and there. So they was, I don't think they knew of it either. You see, none of us took him down here. Clear over Allendale somewhere. Just kept him in a restaurant or somewhere, kept him something and separated him from his wife. And of course, he was really bust up over time.
Well, I'm sure.
And another thing, when our son was married, we had the reception over the King Melody. And they were, the boy, the friends of my son and his wife, they thought they were going to take my husband and my car. So when we was going to go home, they had sneaked away and gone on the train up to Minneapolis. When we came out, our car was up on blocks, and it had ribbons on it and just married. So we had to have somebody take the blocks out from underneath. And my husband, he drove all over town with the car all decorated.
Oh, you and your husband.
Yeah. I said, just married and streamers.
That's cute.
Well, they had to have some excitement.
Huh?
Yeah. They had to have some excitement.
Oh, sure. Well, my husband says, well, they'll think probably we're just married, and they say all of this.
The day one of my nieces was married, when they knelt at the altar, we all started to laugh because Judge's feet, you know, were this way, and here on the soles of his shoes were H-E-L-P. Nobody, of course, they didn't know it.
Oh,
we just
yes.
couldn't help but laugh. The boys had done that to him.
Oh, yes.
When I buggy and a horse that got the right address. And I should have took him out for a ride all over town. Her with her pretty bride sweet.
In the horse and buggy like Gladys. I think that would be so much fun. If it was nice weather, it would be great.
It was nice weather. It was in the month of February.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was nice, though. I still have a picture of it.
That's wonderful.
My old coach was destroyed when they had that big flood over there. The museum got flooded.
Oh.
Was it a stagecoach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Old buggies and stagecoach and everything in that. It got flooded out.
Gee, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I would like to have had a picture of that old stagecoach, but we never got one.
Now, when my grandson was married last July, when they came out of the church, here was a limousine waiting for them. Boy, that was the most beautiful car, you know. And then it was an open up at the top, and then they drove them around town to the stand and stood up in that big little limousine, you know.
That's something.
But I don't like that when they steal the groom or the bride.
It's kind of scary because I always think they might have an accident and then it would be just a tragedy. Mm-hmm. On those days, did the mothers do a lot of the cooking? Like if you had a groom's dinner the night before or reception? Or Gladys said that she went to a hotel and they cooked. They did it.
I don't think they had a groom's party.
Hired somebody to do it.
Not anymore,
yeah,
like that.
That's right, your mother was sick.
But now they have those groom's parties.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have a dance now. Mm-hmm. I know when Eleanor and Guy were married, we had a dinner and then they had a dance at night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also when Polly was married, they had the reception and the dance.
Yeah. I'm going to a wedding in May. My great-granddaughter's getting married.
Oh, Rita. Here in Waseca?
No, in Otana.
Isn't
St. John's
that
Church.
Exciting?
Uh-huh. Yeah. When I think about that she's going to be a great-granddaughter going to get married, then I feel so old. And she's 22.
That's really nice. They'll have some, you'll have some nice pictures from that.
Yeah. I was supposed to be over there by 1 o'clock to have our pictures taken.
Good.
You know where the new St. John's Church is, so that's the one they're going to be married in.
They're going to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Any more about weddings today?
I am.
I would hope. I know we had my mother break half the time. I don't care. Now I can't have time. But you would have just ordinary meal as far as I know.
I know I was looking at some old photos that my mother had. And this wedding, it must have been my aunt. Anyway, she had a bustle on her wedding dress.
And she wore it.
Yeah, it was a bustle. It's a beautiful. It wasn't like a wedding dress you see now. It looks like it could have been a jacket. It was real tight. And then this bustle stuck out. And
she always wore a hat.
And she had a hat on, great big old hat, yeah.
But it was dark.
And then when they had their pictures taken, my uncle was sitting down and Aunt Sarah was standing up with her hand on his shoulder. Which is
I remember Lena's mother so well. She was such a good friend of my life.
Yeah, mother and I were good friends. Jenny.
Jenny. And that was my mother-in-law named Jenny.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to her name.
Jenny. What?
Jenny Clayton. Jenny Clayton.
I've kind of forgotten.
My dad's name was Johann Frederick.
Is George related to you?
Huh?
George Clayton?
He's my nephew.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
And Roy.
A lot of people used to make their wedding dresses, or, or you know, their mothers would make.
Well, them days, a lot of them were made by dressmakers.
Yeah.
Yes.
My aunt did a lot of that work. So, even.